From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports in Columbia Green Media that Greene County taxpayers have been told many different numbers about how many beds will be in the new jail in Coxsackie. The new number is 60. Greene County legislators voted for a $39 million bond last September based on an 80-bed jail. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden has been saying lately it was a 48-bed facility, but now he seems to have bowed to the will of the Commission of Corrections and increased the number. According to a letter from the Commission of Corrections, and I quote, "A local correctional facility containing only two distinct housing areas could not adequately separate and safely house inmates of various classification categories in accordance with New York State correction law," end quote. On July 8th, Greene County had 25 males and 3 females in custody, outsourced to Albany and Ulster County jails. Several Greene County legislators have claimed it is illegal to house inmates in other jails, yet that is exactly what Greene County has done since the Catskill jail was closed for safety reasons in April of 2018. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin reports in the Albany Times-Union that Rensselaer County legislators voted July 9th for a one-year moratorium on new solid waste facilities near the Hudson River. That won't stop a $35 million trash processing plant proposed by BioHighTech America at 36 Riverside Avenue in Rensselaer, but lawmakers are already talking about amending the measure. Legislator Andrea Smythe said of an amendment that would extend the moratorium to facilities that haven't received state approval, and I quote, "We have promises that this will happen," end quote. In Greene County, a different company pulled out of a proposal for an ash dump in a quarry close to the Hudson River this spring. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media, the National Grid has restored power to Bliss Towers in Hudson after it was cut off most of July 9th. The 117-unit high-rise managed by the Hudson Housing Authority has about 200 residents affected by the outage. An electrical short was blamed for the lack of lights and air conditioning in the building. The City of Hudson set up a cooling station with cold water and air conditioning for residents at the Central Fire Station at 77 North 7th Street. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that Theory Wellness, the first legal marijuana shop in Berkshire County, sold $10.3 million in cannabis in April, May, and June this year. The town of Great Barrington gets about $535,000 of that money. Those funds come from the 3% community impact fee and the municipality's 3% local tax. The impact fee money is supposed to mitigate the harmful effects of marijuana, but the town is not sure what that means. Select Board Vice Chairman Ed Abrams said, and I quote, "This is all new and the guidelines are vague. We haven't had the discussion yet about what constitutes negative impact, and our lawyers will be involved in that decision," end quote. The numbers may come down some as another shop recently opened in nearby Lee and more expected to open soon in Great Barrington, Egremont, and Sheffield. Recreational marijuana began legal sales in Massachusetts earlier this year. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.